Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Joy Marie.
Hey, it's Chastity.
That's right. Courtney's out today doing midterms. Wish her luck. So we're joined with a very special co-host who I'll introduce in a minute. But today we have a really exciting conversation coming up.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about why we don't have to have life figured out at a certain age. I know I'm approaching 30 really, really soon and starting to have those, you know, kind of jitters a little bit.
But yeah, I just turned 30. Courtney turned 30 earlier this year. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking all about that. Lessons we wish our younger selves knew. But first, you guys know we like to start the episodes with a clock in. Chastity.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. So Chastity Cooper is here. She is an amazing, amazing journalist at the intersection of tech, media, culture. Chastity, your work is in Teen Vogue, Bustle, Elite Daily. You do it all, girl.
I do. And I still get some sleep, too.
Yes, I love that. How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. You know, I just moved to New York.
Okay.
So I'm getting used to the hustle and bustle of the city.
Yes.
But for the most part, I'm loving life right now.
It's
as scary as some people perceive it to be right now. I'm still kind of like grounded and moving forward.
How did we even meet? I'm trying to remember.
Oh,
was it
gosh.
The internet?
It was the internet.
Was it that you all have always had an amazing like platform on social
Thank
and
you.
Really positive messages? And I feel like everyone I follow like follows you.
Yeah.
You were like the common denominator. So I feel like it was the internet.
Yeah, it was definitely the internet. I've been a fan of job logs for so long. So this
Thank
is like
you.
A super, super treat for me to be here. And
oh my
I
gosh,
just,
I'm so excited
I
for
I can't
this
wait to dive in. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So you just moved. How are you feeling? How's the city experience?
So far, so good. So I just moved from D.C. I was there for about 6 years.
Nice.
I'm originally from Chicago, so I'm a city girl at heart. But moving around the concrete jungle is a little bit different. Obviously, I spend, you know, probably about an hour on the train to and from work. But
yeah.
I'm digging it. I love Brooklyn. Brooklyn is
yes.
like... You know, my heartbeat now.
Yeah, Brooklyn is it.
Yeah,
but I love the energy of Brooklyn.
It reminds me a lot of Chicago just because it's so spread out and there's so many different types of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But no, Brooklyn is where it's at. Shout out to Bed-Stuy.
Yes, yes. Wait, and you're starting over, kind of. Like, I think of big moves as sort of a reset and starting over, which I think is so relevant for this conversation today.
Absolutely.
Because I think that can be very scary and intimidating to a lot of people.
It
is. Where you're like, you know what, I have to have my house, I have to have my place, my city together.
Mm-hmm.
But you were just like, no, let's just, we're doing this.
Yeah, I just took the leap of faith. It's funny because I tweeted... I think last week, what is this chapter of your life called? And got so many different responses. And mine was refine, refresh, and redefine. So it's really just, it is a starting over point.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm 28. So a lot of people are like, girl, what are you doing? You
right.
had everything. You were running D.C.
Yes.
Why
yeah.
would you leave? And I'm like, why not?
Right. Right. You left while you were on top. All right. I love it. We're going to get into it. On my side, you were at my 30th birthday
yes,
last weekend.
It was beautiful, guys.
Birthday brunch. I had so much fun. I had a really big brunch in the city with 20 lady friends, just awesome women like Chastity
yeah.
and some of my closest friends who are just out here killing it,
yeah.
like doing an amazing job in their careers and their lives. But most importantly are just like awesome people to know, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the most important thing. So that was amazing. And then I actually just this morning got back from Vegas for my other friend's 30th. And so I'm really excited about this episode because I feel like we've been talking a lot about in my group chats, just like even with Courtney on the show, we talk a lot about getting older and what that means. And I think sometimes it can be scary when you think you have like this whole path you need to chart out and solidify and you put timing on it, like this has to happen by this age. But I mean, real life doesn't go that way.
It
so
doesn't.
It's sort of, I think we're just going to be talking about kind of taking what comes, growing, learning, redefining, pivoting when necessary.
Yeah.
And just being the best version of you that you can be.
So, absolutely.
You ready to get into it?
I am ready.
All right, let's do it. All right, guys, now it's time for Rants, Raves, and Reviews. As you know, this is a segment of the show where we highlight products, services, tools, experiences that we're either really loving mm-hmm. or can't stand right now.
Yeah.
Generally stuff enhancing our professional lives. So, Chastity, you prepared something for us.
I did. So, moving to New City, obviously, the one thing that is always on my mind is money. So, like, how much money am I spending? Okay. How much money am I spending? Where's my money going? Am I saving enough? So one of my new favorite tools is called YNAB, or You Need a Budget. Holidays are coming up. I want to get my mama something nice, maybe my sisters if they're acting right. You Need a Budget is basically a platform for you to be able to create a sound budget, focus on your savings. I know there's tons of different apps out there like Mint, and you can use Digit to automatically pull from your checking account to save, but I need something a little bit more visual, so YNAB is definitely a favorite of mine. And of course, the Cash App, like, you know, shout out to everybody who has Cash App. If you want to drop something in
go
my Cash App,
and
go ahead and do that.
Coins.
But yeah, so what would you say is your Rand Rave review right now, Joy Marie?
So I'm going to say Time Hop, the app, keeping it in the app vein. Is YNAB an app? Or
it is, yeah. So it's a website, but they do have
cool.
an app. Yeah,
cool. I love that. So Time Hop is an app, and what it'll do when you sign up is it'll show you posts that you posted on this day a year ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. And I love stuff like that. Or you were talking about Facebook does an equivalent of a memory lane or whatever, which can sometimes be mortifying if we're being honest. But I love being able to look back and just be like, I have grown so much. So much from that moment.
Listen, it's scary sometimes because a lot of things that are coming up in the Facebook, like on this day or whatever they call it, are like from high school and the beginning of college. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. Like cringeworthy. You're like,
super cringeworthy.
Why was I seeing all of that?
Like, did I dress like that?
Right.
Just like, what was my hair doing?
Right.
But, like you said, it's really, really cool to be able to kind of like look back and see how much you've grown and to share those memories with friends too.
Yeah, for sure. So that's my little plug, Time Hop or the Facebook, whatever. But yeah, definitely share them. I love that because like I have one friend, one sorority sister. Every time she comes across a photo, she'll just text it over. No comment, no caption, just text it over. And it's like, oh, remember that? It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Now it's time for our roundtable discussion, which we're really excited about today. Chastity, you're 28, just turned 30 over here. And I feel like, especially for women, this is such a critical point where you just start to have all these feelings, especially around like society's expectations about, you know, partnership, marriage, kids, family, even career expectations. And so one of our contributors on the website on jobbox.com recently penned an article entitled You Don't Need to Have It All Together by 30. That was really popular.
Yeah,
did you see it?
It was really good.
Yeah. It was
spot on.
It was good. And I feel like it captured a lot of our sentiments and sparked a lot of great conversation. So got us thinking about just like how we can come together. I feel like you're a woman that's been really successful in your 28 years to date, but you still create this elevated bar for yourself.
Absolutely.
To push and do more and go farther. So do you feel like your life is where you thought it would be at 28 when you were younger?
Oh my gosh. I'm looking back on when I was 18 and I don't even think I was thinking 10 years ahead, surprisingly.
Right.
I was just like, you know what? Off to college, turn up, you know, get this piece of paper.
Right.
That's $50,000. But it's not, and I'm happy that it's not. I think at this particular point, and I'm going to keep it 100, like when I was in college, you know, I would come home for break and family would be like, so are you dating anybody? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, y'all sent me to this school in the middle of New York to get this degree. I'm not about to be distracted by these, you know.
Oh, really?
You know,
that
was
you in college, undergrad?
Yeah,
that's
I was just
amazing.
Like super, super focused. Like, I mean, I made a whole bunch of friends. Mm. I was involved in absolutely everything.
Yeah.
But I just really didn't, I guess I didn't make the time to really date on campus. And it was just also like, I was cool with everybody, so I didn't really feel the need to like.
Nothing was missing.
But I think looking back, I, you know, maybe created a little bit of a timeline, like, oh, I'd love to be married by 25. I'd love to have a house by.
25 is always the age. Why?
It is.
And when I was younger, I was like 25.
But it's
married.
It's so funny because, like, now you look at, you know, Cardi B, who just got engaged, and she's 25, and Offset's 25.
And you look at them like they are children.
Babies. Okay? Like, why were we so, you know, hung up on this particular age?
Yeah.
But I think allowing myself to fail so many times, like, in my mid-20s, really just kind of allowed me to get this point. I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I feel the same. I don't know that I had an idea or expectation of what I'd be doing by a certain age. I know when I was younger, I thought 30 was ancient.
Mm.
Like at the time, I feel like teenagers, that 18, 19 range, you know, you might aspire to be like 21, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. But over that, it's like, oh, that's auntie age, which I am. I am a proud auntie.
Hey.
But yeah, it just was like, I didn't really think about it. I love that you were at least focused enough to ensure that even though you weren't thinking about it, your trajectory was still going to go into a positive place.
Yeah.
I feel like the one thing I lacked was focus in my younger years. And so we'll get into it in terms of our advice. But yeah, without that focus, it's like you don't need to know where you're going. But as long as you're remaining diligent, focused, expanding your network outside of your comfort zone constantly.
Yeah.
Those opportunities will come to you.
Yeah. And eventually. Do you think that, I mean, now we're kind of looking at, you know, opportunities for us to promote what we're doing, these lifetime, these very, very specific life moments using social media. So how, I mean, in like you mentioned earlier, we have tools like TimeHop and the Facebook on this day to be able to look back. And so do you think that now that you're at 30, would you have wanted, surprisingly, a fast forward to see where you are, like at 18 or 21, to kind of fast forward and see like a glimpse of where you are now? Or has it been just you've been enjoying the ride?
I think I've enjoyed the ride. I don't know that I would have needed to see a glimpse, but social's big because I think I wasn't focused, and I think that's sort of the same thread as kind of what social presents these days, is like we can be hyper-focused on the image of something and the appearance of it, which happens a lot with social media, instead of focused on that work behind the scenes to create that life and image and picture that we want, right? So we can be caught up in scrolling on Instagram all day.
Yep.
You know, and trying to be like whatever girl boss we love so much, you know, get the outfits, take the photos, like live for the picture moments instead of actually, you know, doing the reading, getting a book out of the library to learn about entrepreneurship or finding a craft or networking with other, you know, entrepreneurial women. So I do think there's a weird balance now where appearances have sort of taken over in some spaces, taken over actually doing the work. And being diligent, I think that's something to be really careful of.
Yeah, the three words you just meant, doing the work.
Yeah.
I think so many people get so hung up on the appearance and the allure of like a dope flat lay or an action shot in a different city. And it's like, you don't know that 15 minutes before I took this picture, I was bawling my eyes out about something that I wasn't able to do on time. So just keeping in mind that it's not all, even our, like you said, our favorite girl bosses or our favorite, like, celebrities that we love to follow. You don't know what's going on behind the camera.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned that, too, because I think that's one thing I think I'd want my younger self to have become more comfortable with is that it's hard. Like, when you're ambitious, the process will be hard.
Yeah.
Even, you know, with the focus, you make tough decisions, you feel the consequences of those decisions. And so it's okay to have those low moments. It's okay to cry before the picture, you know what I mean? As long as you still get up and take the picture. But it's okay to feel all of that. And it's okay to have those difficult spells in life. And I wish we talked more about the hard parts.
Me
you know, and shared more of that on social and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's important for younger women especially.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just thinking about my younger cousins. I have a cousin who's a freshman in college. I have one that's a junior in high school. And I'm like, if I were to give you a toolkit of mm-hmm. everything that has happened in the 10 years that I've been out of high school.
Right.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah. Really? I know.
And things that people don't even like to utter, like depression.
Yeah.
And anxiety and yep. stress. And yeah. like I said, you can really make your Instagram look super popping.
Yeah.
But you could be crying and yeah. like snot nose really everywhere, unhappy. Like while
broke.
Doing it. Hello. Broke. Be broke.
Yes. No, that's real. So, I mean, what do you wish were the lessons that your younger self knew, or what things do you wish you had put into perspective a little differently, maybe, than you currently or had at the time, I guess?
Mm-hmm. I think the very first thing that comes to mind, and my thoughts are, they kind of intertwine, but the Fantasia song, Free Yourself, it's like 10 years, like 12 years
yes.
old, but like... And she was talking specifically about, like, a relationship. Like, if you don't want me, don't talk to me. Free
right.
yourself. But I think it's such a bigger thing. Like, we have to be able to let go of things that no longer serve us. So,
hello?
Friendships,
listen.
Relationships,
listen.
Jobs,
speak
being
that.
Okay to walk away
yeah.
from these things when they're no longer needed.
Yeah.
I remember, oh, my gosh, this was, like, 3 years ago, an ex-friend. We had, yeah, it was that.
Uh-huh.
She and I went to high school together. I moved to D.C. We became like bosom buddies. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, I was going through something and I did not know how to articulate that to her. And she thought it was me avoiding her. And so I got to the point where I was like, if you would just ask me what's going on instead of assuming that.
Right.
And I just got to the point where I was like, you know what, sis? I'm good.
Yeah.
And just...
That was it. And you know, like, I think when you're younger, everything that is in the present feels so final,
mm-hmm.
so forever.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, you got your little high school friends, even college friends,
yeah.
you're like, we're going to be besties forever. Like, we're going to get old together, get married together. We're going to be at each other's weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if those friendships are amazing for that period of your life. But that's something I've really learned and now take pride in.
Yeah.
Like, I'll cut you off. And it doesn't have to be hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a lack of respect. It's just, you know, I'm not doing for you, obviously, what you need. And
right.
you're not doing for me what I need at this period in my life.
Exactly.
And it's completely okay to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Or to change the dynamic.
Yeah.
Because I think that's something that several of my close friends and I have done recently, is just renegotiate the terms of our friendship.
Yeah.
You know, friends I've had since high school, we have to revisit the way we engage with each other,
mm-hmm.
because we are changing as individuals.
Yep.
We're changing as a pair of friends. Our lives, everything around us is changing. So it's like, if you don't actually stop and I've literally stopped and had conversations and been like, this is how I like to be engaged. This is when I like to be texted. You know, this is the energy that I'm seeking to
yep.
curate in my life
mm-hmm.
at this point. And so I can't continue to talk with you about that part of your life, but I support you
mm-hmm.
and I'll talk to you about that other part of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
literally.
Yeah. And I think that is where that's the part of adulting that we struggle with the most.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've had to do the same exact thing where it's
yeah.
just like you have this dynamic with a friend and you get to the point where you're like, you know what, we're gonna have to pivot a little
mm-hmm.
bit. I don't think we need to speak to each other in that regard,
yes.
but here is how we can continue to progress forward.
Right, right.
And sometimes people are a little taken back by honesty and candor,
for
but
sure.
the ones who like get it,
right.
they'll get it and they'll pivot.
Exactly. We'd posted to our Instagram lessons you wish, you know, you could tell your younger self.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people had some really fun responses. So Lacey, like, said, you know, the lesson she wished she could tell her younger self was to believe in your own magic.
Yep.
Which I think is amazing for especially little black girls, little girls of color, because I think so often the society tells us we can't do things
mm-hmm.
or that we are to do only one type of thing.
Right.
And the sky, like, I had parents who just instilled in me, the sky is the limit. you know, what we do professionally, career-wise, life-wise, like life looks so different now than anything we could have imagined.
Absolutely.
When we were kids.
I could have never imagined that, one, I'd be living, like even right. 3 months ago, if you would have asked me, what is the end of the year look like for you? And I'm like, I don't know.
And look at you, you're here in New right? York. I'm we're in the New studio York. In Soho.
Right? Like recording on one of my favorite podcasts. Like who would
yes.
have thought?
Yeah.
But I think believing in your own magic is so important because you have the ability to become whoever you choose. And yeah. I know it's so cliche, but a lot of times we fixate our minds on certain things. And if that we don't achieve that, we box ourselves in or we shut ourselves out and become super isolated and anti, where it's like, that's the point where you need to pour into other people and really seek out who you are. Destined to be. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And it also, I think it speaks to the fact that you have what you need. You have it. Like you don't need to look to someone else or, you know, someone else is not better than you. I know imposter syndrome is something that is really prevalent, but you have what you need in you. So I really love that. And then someone else said after the offer, that's their handle, said, I wish I had known that there are a diversity of roles within each industry. You don't have to be a doctor to make a difference in healthcare.
Ooh, that's Isn't really that good?
I feel like I'm still learning that.
Yeah, like I think we're, and what I love so much about our friends is that we are so talented in so many different ways that like if I'm in tech, I don't necessarily have to be a coder or you know, data scientist in order to make some change. I could be a founder. I could be a communication specialist. I could be out here writing about tech. That's like,
that's big, right?
It's so big. And I think, like you said, when we were growing up, it was like, yo, you got to go to school, get the degree. You got to major in biology or chemistry or mass comms. And now it's like, you can go and major in entrepreneurship. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so I want to get into a little bit of that, the piece of the conversation around not needing to have it figured out, right? So, I mean, we talked a little bit about sort of self-exploration, exploring the world around you. But I still think generally we're really, we like to create plans. And I don't think that plans are a bad thing. I think it's good to say, I'm going to go to college and major in this so that I can go ahead and go to med school and apply, right? Like, that's a path and you need to prepare. But at the same time, how do you balance that with leaving the room to let life take you where it's going to take you? Because as much as we think we have control over everything, we don't, right? Like,
things.
What's the balance with allowing yourself to kind of learn the lessons that you might not plan or account for?
That's a great question. It's something I think about a lot. I think it's more so about what I've learned and what I would like instill in my 18-year-old self is to be okay with failure and be okay with making mistakes because it's going to happen. I think I was super, super involved in high school and I got like mostly straight A's. AP US history did not like me, but that's fine.
Always the one.
Always the one.
In my case, the five or six. But, fine.
But going off to college and taking time to understand my learning style, I remember freshman year, fall semester, I got like a 2.8 GPA and I came home in tears. My cousin was like, listen up, sis. you had to go and navigate college because this is completely different.
Different,
you have
right.
nothing but time now. Right. You can wake up at 9 o'clock and have a class at 9:15 and move that way. But I think extending yourself that grace to have that period of like, okay, I don't know what's happening, but still pushing yourself to move forward.
Yeah.
I was at a conference in Atlanta this past weekend, and one of the speakers was like, hey, I give myself 24 hours to feel sad, to cry, to shout, to throw things, but in, you know, I'm still not necessarily going to be all put together after the 24 hours, but I
then
still got
to
keep moving forward.
To move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Move forward. I love that. I think also creating spaces of coming into new, like just creating spaces of exploration and spaces where you can learn about new things is important. So examples could be like travel or just meeting new people, stepping outside of your comfort zone and environment. Because I think that if you continue to operate in a capacity where you do the things you know and are comfortable with, that doesn't grow you as much as, I mean, it does grow you in a different way, but you don't even know the side of future Chastity maybe that loves wine and is basically a mini sommelier.
You know.
Unless you like step out there and experience new things and let friends and family kind of take you new places to learn about that part of yourself.
Yeah.
So I feel like creative exploration is really important too, and just sort of figuring out who you are in the world, what you like, what you don't like. And the things you maybe never knew you might like as well.
Yeah. And what would you say have been like for you, like those kind of periods of creative exploration, or what are some things you learned when you were creative exploring yourself?
Yeah, I think therapy was a big one, which we talk about in the show all the time. I mean, literally
therapy.
Just like facing yourself,
you
know, and I wish that I'd grown up, you know, in therapy, like from childhood. You don't have to wait for something to happen, but that's major because therapy has been really good about showing me how I react to things and how I interact with the people around me and patterns of behavior that I've maybe never thought about before or never looked at why I do the things I do. And so that's major. Travel is always like that's my big one. It's just like every time I go to a new country or hear new music or new cuisine and really get to know the people of that place I'm visiting, like not just like kind of come in as a tourist, I walk away changed. I feel like forever changed.
Yeah.
So that widens sort of my experience and scope for sure. What about you?
I would agree with therapy. I started going to therapy last spring. And when I tell you, I was like, and like, and just, it wasn't even about like the issue that I had at hand.
Yeah.
The therapist would be like, yo, let's kind of put this on the back burner for a minute and let's talk about, you know, your reaction to X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And I walked away like, duh.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, I had in things that you probably had buried and didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you were reacting to that. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly support, you know, finding an outlet that works for you.
Yes.
I know there's like a ton of different resources for people when it comes to therapy, but I would say that, and I would say moving too. I think moving from really, I mean, going to school out of state, from doing that to moving to DC, from doing that to now living in New York City, like I have always been, you know, kind of one to bounce around, and that has really just pushed me to hustle smarter and to really figure out who I am and what I want in that particular season.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about looking back and reflecting and lessons that we would teach our younger selves. But what would be, if you could write a letter to your future self, so Joy Marie at 35, at 40, what is one thing you would want to tell her?
Wow. I feel like it would be like, I'm so proud of you or something like that. I was actually journaling. I was trying to journal every day for 30, so for the month of October. And I wrote something like that. I was just like, to future Joy Marie, like, you're doing it, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of you, because I think one big shift that I want to be very intentional about this year that I've realized I kind of do a terrible job with is just, I'm always looking at the next step, the next stage, you know, what's going to be the next move? What's going to be the next job? What's the next project? Mm-hmm. What's the next Instagram post? Like always planning what's the next thing that I don't think I spend enough time in gratitude mode, just being thankful for where I am now.
Right.
And not just like passively here. Like I did this work.
Yeah.
Like I worked to get here. I bust my butt. Mm-hmm. And so just more gratitude, just more pride in what I've achieved. Yeah, I'm proud of you, Future Joy.
Yeah, I love that. And I think you bring up something so fascinating, like acknowledging where you are in the now.
Now, yeah.
And I mean, some of our favorite, you know, Instagram personalities are always just like, be grateful for now. And it's like, sometimes it's hard to do that when you're like, I got to pay this bill.
Right.
I got to take care of this.
Right.
This paper's due. But I would say something similar to Future Chastity and just really acknowledge those people who were there for you, who like prayed with you and like stuck by you when stuff was really tough. Because I know I have a tendency sometimes to, when I'm in a mood, 50 feet.
Yeah.
But I appreciate, especially now, I appreciate those people who are there for me and who are like, oh, are you good?
Yeah.
And I do the same. I'm the same way for some people. I'm like, so what's up? And I'll put full court pressure and they're like, okay, chill. I'm like, you're right, my bad. But I would definitely tell Future Chastity, yes, to be present in the now, but also like be grateful for the people who are there and that support you.
I love that. All right, now it's time for Ask Joblogs. This is the segment of the show where we address your career and life questions. It's one of my favorite segments because we get to hear from you guys. As you know, you can write us anytime at joblogs.com/askjoblogs, or you can call us at 929-324-1090. You know, send your career, life, personal, whatever problem our way. We'll see if us or somebody we know can offer some advice. But Chastity, we have one question today.
Okay.
Or one scenario. So basically someone wrote in and said, my job made me a permanent offer. So I think she's a temp employee.
Mm-hmm.
But job B just interviewed me and liked me.
Hmm.
So job A, her current job, gave her a full-time offer and she doesn't know how to be honest about the second offer.
This is tricky.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because I think you don't necessarily want to, quote unquote, or as the saying goes, bite the hand that feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
So with the current job, you know, you may be comfortable there. They know you. You've created a rapport, but you have your eyes set on this other opportunity where you're like, I could go there and kill it.
Yeah.
So I would say you have to do what's best for you in this moment.
Yeah.
Really kind of set some standards for yourself. I like to set goals in the 30, 60, 90 day interval. So where do you see yourself 30 days from starting that particular job? 60 days, 90 days, and then you can go on so forth and so on. But yeah, you got to kind of feel it and go and do what's best for you.
Best for you, yeah. I mean, the one thing, without having too much information here, I just feel like the info we do have isn't enough to make a decision because the decision shouldn't be based on, you know, and as women we do this, based on the fact that you're uncomfortable, right, about the fact that you have another offer with maybe a place that you feel loyalty to, maybe a place that's treated you well so far. You know, I didn't see anything in here about how the second offer is better or the more money or, you know, the greater opportunity. So I think really step away from sort of the emotional bits and try to, as objectively as you can, and maybe get a third party friend or family member to help talk you through this. What are the benefits of both opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
What is the benefit of staying where you are in a new capacity? You know, what's the salary? What's the growth mobility? Who's going to treat you right and kind of get you to wherever it is you're envisioning you want to go in your career? And listen, if it's going to be the other job, then there are respectful ways to come back and say, it has been an amazing growing opportunity here. I appreciate the offer.
Yeah.
I know that you guys, you know, did a lot to get me this full-time offer that we've been talking about. I was presented with a better opportunity that aligns with my goals of XYZ, mm-hmm. will give me room to do whatever. You know, I can work with this type of team, which aligns with my career goals. And that's it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. what, I mean.
What's the worst that could happen if you just tactfully
yeah.
say thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah.
And you move on to the opportunity that you feel would be best for you at this particular
right.
moment. So, yeah, friend, I would say, I mean, also really just being mindful, like you said, Joy Marie, of those benefits of the growth mobility of, you know, how are you going to be able to communicate with your boss or,
yeah.
you know, any other people in the company? So,
yeah. And also, I feel like also whatever you value too, because sometimes what you value isn't those things,
mm-hmm.
money, or if it's your freedom, if it's your flexibility to work from home.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that's important to you, like, figure that out and make a decision based on that.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yes, good luck. All right, guys, now it's time for adulting. This is the segment of the show we haven't had for a while, but this is where we share tips to help you flourish as a fully functional, contributing, and responsible member of society. Chastity has prepared a word for us on this day.
A word for today. So I've been traveling quite a bit in the last, like, month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And something I've noticed when I'm on an airplane and we pull up to the gate, when we're coming to our destination,
yes.
and the pilot turns off the seatbelt sign, and I usually try to sit in the middle of the aircraft just
okay.
so I can have, you know,
yes.
mobility. I always turn to the back and notice the first people to stand up on the aircraft are the people in the back. I'm like, okay, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Where are you going? I know for one, they're not opening the back door.
Right.
So you're just going to be up here standing, looking crazy.
Hovering. Yes.
Hovering.
Girl.
So I think one thing I would love to just kind of like throw out a couple of pieces of advice when it comes to airport and airplane etiquette.
Yes. Please.
So if you are in the back of the aircraft, bruh, sit down. Stay seated. Don't move. Just
wait.
Chill for just wait.
A second.
Chill out
We're
for
all
a little
getting
bit.
Off, I promise you.
We will all get off and we will all get on the aircraft in due time. I think another thing I noticed, don't get too comfortable on the aircraft. This
Girl.
Is not your living room.
Girl.
This is not your home.
Girl, I was literally on a flight last night. Mama took the shoes off, spread it all out, had all the snacks in the little. And I was like, really? So it's really, you're in the middle. Like,
oh, no, she was in the middle?
Yes, middle seat. You're making this uncomfortable for all of us.
That's
Why?
Doing the absolute most.
Why?
I walked on the plane Sunday morning. Homeboy had taken off his shoes, socks on, propped them feet up. He was in the first row.
Propped
them feet up. I said, bro, where are you right now?
Where are you going?
Where are you going right now? I'm not understanding.
Oh my gosh, that's too much.
And I've just seen so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures of people, if you're sitting in a window seat, putting their feet in the crevice.
Yep.
Like, just no regard.
Yes.
And the thing is, I love when the babies can read out loud. I remember when I first learned how to read, how excited I was. But if it's a 6 a.m. flight,
right.
little Johnny, little Susie, pipe
right.
down.
Right.
The lights are off.
Right.
I can't hear you read Clifford the Big Red Dog
That's
right now.
Much.
Like, it's too much. But honestly, though, like, just be mindful where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And be mindful of the people around you.
Yes.
Conversations on the phone before takeoff. Bring them down
yeah.
to a minimum.
Yeah.
If there's no Wi-Fi on the plane, this also happened to me on the way to Atlanta. The flight attendant was like, yo, there's no Wi-Fi on this aircraft. So we see y'all who were out here still texting.
Right.
Shut it down.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm trying to get to Atlanta on time.
Right.
Can y'all
exactly.
please?
Let's all cooperate.
So yeah, just be a great traveler and just help people out if they need it. If somebody's struggling getting their bag up, a little push.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing. That's
right
it.
Thing.
That's really it.
I'm here for it. All right, guys. This has been amazing.
So much fun.
Thank you, Chastity, so much for joining us. You can find Chastity all around the web at Chastity S. Cooper on Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. right? All of the handles.
That's correct.
And then her website is ChastityCooper.com as well. You know, if you want to hit her up, she's done some really amazing culture pieces
that have shifted
the dialogue. So check out her work there. You can hit us up as usual all over the web at Joblogs or Joblogs.com. Courtney's Cleave Out Loud. I'm Hamis Parker. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.